Brian Gordon returns to the Hudson Valley Air Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Brian, welcome back.
Oh, thanks a lot, Andy. Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. You sound like the same happy guy you were about, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. I think I'm a little closer to 2 years, but, you know, long before COVID.
But I'm glad to have you back. That's perseverance, which is one of the keys to a successful music career, right?
Oh, definitely, definitely. You got to stick with it or it doesn't work.
Last time I checked, you were from Mohegan Lake, but you're living, I think, to the north, right?
Well, now it's kind of northwest. I live in a town called Mountaindale, nestled in the foothills of the Catskills. But I was from Mohegan Lake originally, and I work in at Helen Hayes Hospital in the Hudson Valley.
Would you give up this job at Helen Hayes Hospital, which I'm sure you love, for a full-time career in music?
I think that it's a little difficult to do both at this point. And to be honest with you, I really love my job. It's a good job, and, you know, I get to do both. So what's better than that?
Have you been discouraged by music or encouraged?
No, I'm encouraged, definitely. I mean, it's considering everything that everyone's been going through right now, I think you need the music more than ever. And if not for everyone listening, you need it to keep your own sanity. I mean, I'm always writing, whether I'm releasing stuff or getting it out on the radio. Maybe you guys put me on every 2 years, but that doesn't mean the music is stopping in between, you know?
You say you're writing. Now, you had said in your last interview with us, you've got to write a lot of bad songs to write a lot of good songs. Still true?
I think so, because you got to experiment. Otherwise, you just write a lot of the same stuff. Just currently, I've got a new recording set up where I'm doing a lot of demos, and you know, I'm writing the bad stuff now, and then there's a producer I work with, Nicola Stemmer from New Jersey and Nine Live Studios, and I try and bring him the good stuff. And I keep the bad stuff for myself.
You write kind of age-appropriate songs. You're not kind of chasing a younger crowd because, you know, we're not kids anymore, right?
You know, I try and write for what people go through every day and things that people can relate to. And nowadays, the one thing I do find a little discouraging is I think the people that go and see live music tend to be people that are a little older, got time, kids are out of the house, they got a little money. And they want to go out and see something. And I don't know if it's quite the same with the younger crowd. Either that or I'm not seeing them where I frequent.
As I recall, also did a lot of live shows. Do you see that coming back? Is it coming back for you?
Well, I got a private party this Friday. I'm going to be playing a couple of shows, a monthly show up at Roscoe Beer Company.
Mm-hmm.
I also play at the Russian Mule in Claryville pretty frequently. I think for longevity in this business, you've got to be kind of prepared for the fact that there are cycles, and don't take things personally. If somebody's not having music right now, you know, sometimes it's a financial thing, but you can't take it personally because it is really just business.
In the Hudson Valley Air Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Brian Gordon. And you do seem very comfortable in front of a lot of people. I've seen your videos. You seem like you got a... You sound like this. You sound like you're not putting on a show.
Well, it's my night out too. Look, I work all week like
true.
Everyone else does. I have kids, though they're, you know, they're older and almost completely out of the house. And you know, when I go out on a Friday or Saturday night, it means I'm not going somewhere else or I'm not doing something else. So a lot of times, the people you see when you play are repeat customers, and they become friends. And you're really just hanging out with people that appreciate what you do. And what would you do if you were hanging out with them at home? You'd joke around, you'd talk, you'd have a beer, and that's what I try and do. And I'm comfortable because they're, you know, the same people as me. You know, I'm having fun.
Easier said than done. It's born of experience, really.
It is born of experience, and what they don't see is the work that goes into it when you're at home. And for the last, you know, X number of years, you've got to kind of work for where your strengths are, and I know where they are, so I am very comfortable. Thanks for noticing.
Let's talk about the song Fragile Thing that we're going to play. Cool song. A piano. Is that you on the piano?
No, that's a piano player from up in my area named Eric Neese. Mm-hmm. He and I played in a band called Big Casino a few years back. And the pedal steel player that plays on is a guy named Rob Stein from Woodstock.
What is the song Fragile Thing about?
It's about people and relationships, and you know, I could tell you it's personal. I'm sure there's always a little bit of me in there somewhere. It's basically about going through relationships and being a little fed up with the way they're going and looking at how you're going to handle the future. And I think that the lyrics will speak enough. A little bit of a sad song. And a lot of times I have people speak to me and go, oh, gee, you know, this is so sad. I feel so sorry for you. I feel bad for you. And I'm a songwriter. I write from a lot of different areas. But one of the best things I ever heard for songwriting is to be the unreliable narrator, and which leaves you a lot of license to go in different directions.
What is the website where people can find out more about Brian Gordon? That's B-R-Y-A-N,
that's
the
correct alternate
spelling.
I think the other is the alternate spelling.
Of course you do.
The email is www.brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, music.com. And I have a Facebook page that's also facebook.com, Brian Gordon Music.
By his own admission, he's reliably unreliable. It's Brian Gordon back in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight. Here's the song called Fragile Thing. Brian, good luck. Stay in touch, and we'll talk to you soon.
That sounds great. Thanks for your time, Andy.